broadcasting live from high atop the BBS Talk Radio building. You're listening to the Sam and Manu Show.
The Sam and Manu Show.
That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
It is pretty cool. Top of the BBS Talk Radio building. We'll own it one day.
Hey, yeah, wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
No, it may be a bigger office. How's that?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm actually thinking about it, you know, just like next door or something.
No, we need to go on the north side of this building, because you go on the north side and you can literally look to the left and look at Hollywood and you look to the right and you've got all the San Gabriel Mountains.
Yeah, I
right
know,
now
it's beautiful,
we only see part of the San Gabriel Mountains, but we see... like further south, they're like heading towards Long Beach.
Yeah.
That's quite an amazing view today. Look at that.
It
Look
is.
At the clouds with the sun coming down.
With the sun rays looking like God shining down on us.
Oh. Isn't that what you
I know. I actually saw the same thing when I was driving to work, and I thought, wow, you know, it's like, it really does feel like God, you know. It's like, you know, the sun rays and everything. They got us accustomed to thinking that with the movies and stuff.
Oh, you know? Yeah. They do that.
Yeah.
They do that.
Yeah. So. And, but it's an overcast day. It definitely doesn't feel like the summer from earlier this week.
No. I froze my ass off.
Yeah.
I was like, what happened?
Yeah, I know. The weather is changing daily here.
Yeah.
You don't know what to wear anymore. You don't
and like
know
yesterday, I thought, yeah, perfect day. I'll ride the bike, you know, get on the bike, get here. And I'm just freezing. And on the way home, it was even more cold. And, of course, I didn't have my car for the day because I loaned it to,
Tiger.
You know, Tiger.
Right.
And so I had to do the rest of my errands yesterday on the motorbike.
Yeah.
And I froze. I did not like it at all.
Really? So, I know. I can imagine. You know, it's, you know, I don't know how you ride a bike, but
it's fun.
Do you go like between the cars and stuff all the time, like fast?
Oh, yeah.
You see, it's like I was thinking about it today coming to work, and I'm thinking it's like such a narrow thing between the lanes for a bike to go through.
Yeah.
You know, with all the protruding side view mirrors. And,
right.
And I was thinking, God, this would be like so scary to go through that. And,
Well, you choose, you know. I mean, sometimes if it's too, you know, thin or you're paying a lot more attention when you're on a bike.
Right.
I mean, you're seeing everything. You're predicting everything. You're looking for signals. You're looking for cars who want to ride on the line. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're constantly reassessing each direction. And then also, you know, you're also looking in areas, just in case some shit does happen, which way are you going to go?
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
See, now exactly what I'm saying. It's too fucking stressful. let me sit in the car, listen to Howard Stern, and fall asleep. You know, that's pretty much my experience
fun.
In
it's
the car.
Fun. Actually, riding on the way home, I was on the freeway, the 110, and then, of course, going to the 5.
Uh-huh.
And I was up at about 70, 75. And you know how you hear these weather reports, the winds 60 to 70, 80 mile per hour winds.
Uh-huh.
Well, you can totally feel that on a motorbike.
I'm sure.
And the, you know, because it does hit you. It's pretty
pretty
awesome.
I'm sure.
Pretty exciting,
that,
actually.
Awesome.
Can you imagine those you know, motorbike races,
uh-huh.
the speeds that they get to?
Yeah.
That
scares
me. On the velocity
me. I mean,
of the wind and everything like that?
Yeah, yeah, you're like a bullet. I mean, you're
oh
like
my
a
God.
Speeding bullet, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. That would scare me. But I guess on an open road or something, you know, or on the track.
Right. Well, I actually enjoyed riding through Elysian Park.
Yeah?
You know, like in that kind of environment, through those
with the
windy
trees and stuff.
Yeah, the windy hills. And it's a lot smoother, too.
Yeah.
There are freeways. You're dealing with all those ridges and cracks and, you know, those little
potholes,
all sorts of things going on there.
Yeah.
But it's fun.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm a chick on a bike.
Yes, a chick. A bike chick. You know, this reminds me, there used to be, I don't know if they still have it, but there used to be a magazine called Easy Rider.
Yeah.
And they'd
I
show
think
you
they
like,
do.
Like, motorcycles with girls and stuff in bikinis, and people used to get off on that. I remember, like, I had a friend in the 70s. He had a bike and he was into this stuff. And
you know, there's a group here in LA called Lesbians on Bikes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Here we go with the lesbians again. You know, but
no, I thought that'd be interesting, and totally. I mean, you've got all these chicks on bikes, Harleys, you name it, and it's pretty awesome to see.
Yeah, that'd be fun to watch.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. There's more chicks out there on bikes than you think.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of hot. A lot of people do not expect to see me on a bike.
Yeah.
So they
No, but I can totally see you on a bike. You know, I mean, you're a rough chick. You know?
Because you've seen me in my leather jacket and my helmet.
A rough chick.
With helmet hair. Flat on the top with a few wings on the bottom.
Yeah. So I owe you an apology for yesterday.
Why?
Okay.
What happened?
Well, I jumped at your throat yesterday about talking about Australia too much.
Oh.
And that stayed with me all day because your reaction really, sort of like shook me. And then I realized what I had done, you know.
Oh.
And I'm thinking, you know, because on the one hand, I'm thinking, look, we're in America. People may not want to hear about Australia like 10 times during the show. But at the same time, I'm thinking, for you, it's still fresh coming from there. You know, it's your home. I've been here for 32 years, so it doesn't really matter to me what goes on back home. But you're still involved in this. I mean, it's only 5 years, and you grew up there. You know, I mean, that's you. Australia is you, and you're Australia.
Yeah, I'm still in love with Australia.
Yeah.
I really am.
Yeah.
We are so lucky.
Yeah.
You know, to be there.
No, and that's great because we're learning a lot about Australia. And normally we don't because it's so far away, you know, and we don't really feel.
Yeah, it's always second news, so to speak.
Yeah, and plus it was built by all prisoners, right?
Well, okay, now here's a different theory. A lot of people, you know, that's another thing that people do bring up.
Uh-huh.
Oh, your country was built on prisoners,
yeah,
right?
Like by outlaws.
Convicts and outlaws and stuff like that. Well, you know, back in the 1800s, when Australia was, you know, discovered, and then, of course, they started bringing prisoners there. The prisoners that were there were the undesirables, basically, that are from England. Now, back in the 1700s and 1800s in England, my God, if you didn't conform to the Queen's rules and ideas and their style of living, it was kind of like a communist country almost, I would imagine.
Yeah.
So in other words, if you didn't like the Queen, if you didn't abide by the rules, the laws, by paying taxes towards the Queen, all that kind of stuff, you got the hell out because you didn't fit in that little box. And so, I mean, like what we talk about criminals today, We're thinking mass murderers. We're thinking like the obnoxious criminals. We're talking about pedophiles. We're talking about the most gruesome stuff.
Right.
Well, back in those days, those criminals that were sent to there were like fraud, tax evasion, not abiding by the Queen's rules, and things like that, and probably petty thief. But the ones who were sent there too were ones who could do carpentry, masonry, being able to build a new country because that was the full intention. So what better way to bring a whole bunch of people to Australia to build it?
Yeah, exactly. And you have a huge labor force, you know.
Yeah, and
that
seriously,
are just being wasted
if
in jail.
You brought over like mass murderers and all this kind of stuff, then Australia wouldn't be the way it is.
Yeah.
And back in those days, in 1800s, my God, if you were a mass murderer or something did something like that, oh my God, I think even if you did something against the Queen or something like that, your head got chopped off.
Yeah.
There was no questions asked.
Yeah.
You got hung,
or
your head got chopped.
You didn't want to be a dissident back there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's what a lot of people get disillusioned about. You know, about your country was criminal.
Yeah.
But also, a lot of Americans don't know, and I don't even know if you know this, but those people were also sent to America.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, no, I did not know that.
Yeah, so there was two destinations, Australia and America.
Okay.
And they were actually given the choice.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go to Australia and spend, what, 2-3 years on a boat versus, spend a year on a boat, you know, to go to America.
Yeah.
And that's how it worked.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah. Well, so we're discovering new things every day. So certainly, you can talk about Australia. That's fine.
But if people don't like it, they'll... But no, I want to hear more about Israel, too.
Yeah.
Like
well,
guest...
we'll get into it. But no, all I'm saying is I think I was out of line, you know.
And no, you weren't out of line.
You may not have felt it, but it stayed with me all day, you know. And I'm thinking, you know, the show is all about just saying... what you want to say, and
yeah,
you know, based on your background and everything, you know.
Yeah.
And even if I don't like everything, but listeners may, you know, I mean,
yeah.
I, you know, so yeah, so just ignore it and forgive me, and happy
no.
Valentine's Day.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah. So so last night I'm talking to Don Newsom, who is really without whom BBS Talk Radio or BBS Radio would not exist today. He's definitely the founder. And so I talked to him last night, you know, and we get a lot of support from him and everything. And he says, I love your show. He says, every day I get up in the morning, I turn it on and I listen to it and I laugh my head off, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Or laugh my ass off. And I told him, you don't realize how great this makes me feel, you know, because that's what we do it for, you know. That makes it all worth it when people actually enjoy what we do and they
right.
listen. But, you know, it goes beyond that. I mean, there's like a love thing, like I love you, man, and stuff. It's just, it's this whole thing with the station, with the new station, has... is evolved into this like love fest where mm-hmm. everybody loves everybody, you know, and suddenly I'm feeling loved and it's like the greatest feeling, you know. You know, everybody's saying great things about me and I love you, man, and all this, and you know, Johnny talks about me and TJ and everybody. So it's such a great and Greg, of course, and it's an amazing feeling, you know, to come to work, come to the radio station, and know that people are going to listen and actually are getting used to listening to us every morning.
Right.
And that was really the objective I had behind this show, you know, is to do something on a daily basis, which requires a lot of commitment, that people will actually start listening to every day.
Yeah.
And sort of be our friends, you know. And
did you get my email that I sent you yesterday from Australia?
No, that was an email I forwarded to you.
Oh, so you already
you
got
didn't
an
realize,
email.
Yeah.
No, I don't realize that.
Yeah.
I don't know how it works.
Yeah, I just do like a forward in my
yeah.
email program, and it's and then I can send it to you.
Right.
But it arrived at the station. They sent it to info@bbstalkradio.com. So it wasn't
oh, okay.
sent to me personally.
Wasn't it cute
but,
picture?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, the kangaroos, the family.
The kangaroos,
yeah,
the family. This is my family. Well, the
so
story,
who was it from?
The story behind that picture is from a friend of mine in Australia. She actually happens to own a really cute bungalow in some part of Queensland, which uh-huh. I haven't... Her and I lived together for years.
Right.
She's been a friend of mine since my... actually, before I left the army. So we've been together... We've known each other for like 18 years almost now.
Yeah.
And anyways, she has since relocated, since I've been here in the United States. And her backyard opens up to this big wide field,
uh-huh.
and she's still in the kind of somewhat in the suburbs of the city, right? And these kangaroos every day come and visit her.
Really?
Yes.
Just like outside?
Yeah, just outside
wow.
her back gate. Or, wow. you know what I mean? She opens up
yeah.
the gate. So
isn't that incredible?
They come in, and that's the second photo she's sent of me. Like, do you like my new family?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh,
that's
my God,
neat,
I miss
you know?
That.
I know. I remember we were up north in Carmel, which is Northern California, a little south of San Francisco, and in Monterey, which is like a bay type of a town.
Right.
And we're driving around there in the residential streets, and suddenly we see a couple deer just kind of hanging out
yeah.
on a front lawn.
Yeah.
And it was just amazing. You know, we stopped, took a picture of it. But, you know, to get that close to wildlife in the city
yeah.
or, you know, in the suburbs is like totally like unexpected, you
yeah.
know. And it,
well, yeah, she goes heads and leaves food for them. So they come and she's actually able to pat them now, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're such an unusual animal, the kangaroos.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
It's one of a kind, huh?
Yeah.
They're bizarre.
I like them.
I got kicked the shit out of by one day. Yeah. I went to the zoo. Uh-huh. And our zoos back home are very open. It's free range, right, particularly for the kangaroos and very, you know, a few other different animals. Okay. And I must admit I was being an ass. So anyways, we get given little food bags so that we can feed the
animals. Yeah, to feed the kangaroos, right.
Yeah.
And how old were you at the time?
I was in my 20s.
Right.
I was in my 20s.
Okay.
Just being a little shit, I suppose.
Yeah, so you got some food for the kangaroo and you went feeding them?
And I was feeding them, but there was this one kangaroo that kept on trying to, you know, the bag of, and then I'd put it out, and then as soon as he tried to, you know, get out, pull it away.
Oh, so yeah, great.
I was being a real ass.
Yeah, great. Go tease a fucking wild animal, you know?
So, well, they're not particularly wild. I mean,
they're wild animals.
They were born in
me.
The sanctuary.
Yeah.
Because everyone goes and pats them and everything like that. So, anyways, obviously, it just turned around and said, like, fuck you. And stepped back and totally plowed me with the two back legs, just like
really?
How you would envision it.
Really? Yeah. Like in the cartoons
or
something?
Yeah, got back on his back tail and went boom.
Wow.
Hit me right in the upper thigh,
really?
Lower hip.
Did you fly
and
across the way there?
It knocked me down.
Really?
And it hurt like shit. It really did. It hurt.
Well, that'll teach you to fuck around with
And
that.
I had a bruise on me like that just didn't go away for weeks.
Yeah.
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 So oh, well. I learned my lesson very quickly.
Yeah, so getting back to the love, I mean, it's just an amazing feeling. I did not realize there was going to be such a side effect or a fringe benefit to building the station, you know. And it's just bringing a lot of people together, helping people build their dreams. And this is just unprecedented. I'm just feeling like I'm walking on air.
Is this all related towards you only?
No. I don't, I told you about the show specifically that people love this.
Oh.
But there's also that thing of me, not just the show, because I'm running the whole station.
Yeah.
You know? And so it's more than that. You know, it's having to deal with the hosts and the listeners. And which, by the way, yesterday I got our first angry email from a listener. And maybe I'll have it read it because the laptop is next to you.
Uh-huh.
And it was interesting. I wrote her back and everything. And but I figured, like, we have arrived if we're starting to rile people up to the point where, you know, they're gonna email us and stuff. So I actually wrote her an email asking her to come on the show and present her point of view. And so I didn't hear from her, you know. No, you want to go into Outlook.
How do I do that?
It's on the lower left there. There's a yellow button there.
Yellow
icon.
Yellow?
One of those yellow icons there. You see it?
Oh, I got it. Yeah. I got it.
Okay, so open it up. And you know what? Let's do this after the break, and I'll open it to exact the same place because there's three different messages there.
What's her name?
She called herself – well, it's not the
Oh, it's not.
No, you're
okay.
Not going to see it there.
All right.
Anyway, I'm just looking at the screen, and I just realized, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but I gave you a little treat today, and I put a couple of hearts next to our logo to remind everyone it is Valentine's Day. And obviously, this is not an original idea. I know that Google always play with their logo, and I kind of like it. So I thought, what the hell, we'll do our version of it. So if you see those two hearts on the logo, you'll know why they are there.
So what are you going to do for Valentine's?
You know what? I don't know yet. But we'll probably do something. You know, always last minute thing. And, you know, Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do something. We'll do something.
It doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you said
I've
that.
I've never celebrated. But you know what? How funny is this? I have this neighbor. His name is Fred Roeder. And he is... I think he's like 73 or 74 years old now.
Right.
And I get this. I have a card on my table, and he always gets my name wrong, but it doesn't matter. He's such a sweet guy. He sent me a Valentine's card. He gave me a Valentine's card.
Really?
Yeah.
When yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday. I come
That's
home
very
and there's
nice.
A card on my table.
Yeah. Well, he's got the hots for you, obviously. How old is
he? No, he's like 74. That's 73, not too old 74.
For you. That's not too old for you. You can try that.
No.
No,
no, well, see, I've been there for him a couple of times. He has fallen down.
Oh.
And so...
So he views you as a nurse or something.
Well,
or
I mean,
a buddy.
He's not in great condition.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
And...
I know, you start getting old and your life is just...
Yeah, and
you know,
if he falls down, yeah. He can't get up.
Yeah.
So
that's scary, huh?
He bashes on the wall and on the floor until someone wakes up.
Really?
And then we automatically know. My boyfriend lives right next door to him.
Uh-huh.
And so we have a key to get into his apartment for that reason.
Right.
For that reason.
Yeah.
And so like three times now we've had to go in and pick him up off the floor.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So we were talking about the radio and entertaining, and people are telling me, you know, you're like a natural, and you guys have such a great chemistry together and so forth. And so, you know, I'm realizing as we're doing this that we are actually in entertainment, and this is something I've always wanted to do. And finally, I get to do this. I get to entertain people, although I've done it most of my life playing music and singing and stuff. So when I was thinking of this, I remembered that from an early age, I was already entertaining people. And I got to tell you this story. I must have been like 14 years old, 13, 14 years old. And in our building, there was a boy my age, you know. And... we were friends. We became friends. But now in hindsight, he was a little retarded. You know, I don't know how retarded he was, but he was kind of slow. I don't know. But I don't know what attracted me to him. But eventually, I realized exactly what attracted me to him. Because what I would do is, he had a lot of things that... that were attractive to a 14-year-old. He had drums, you know, like a drum set and stuff. So I would like to go there and play the drums. And... I don't know what else he had. You know, he had like a tape recorder and stuff, which at the time was an awesome thing to do. I'd record myself on it and stuff. So, but what I would do is I would actually put on shows for him, like comedy shows, just for him. I mean, he would sit there and I would do comedy shows, but I would charge him for it. You know?
What?
Yeah. So it's like, do you want to watch a show? Yeah. Okay. It's $1, you know? So he would give me money, and I just performed that way.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Wow.
So, but there was more than that. You see, I'll give you the main reason why I stuck around. His mother sometimes would go in the shower and take a shower while I was there. And it's not like she was a hot woman, you know. I mean, back in the 70s, early 70s, she was just an average woman, you know, an average ordinary woman. But being the horny kid that I was, you know, every chance I'd get, I would sort of distract him and then run and peek through the peephole, not the peephole, but the keyhole, at his mother in the bathroom. So... I mean, I remember actually seeing her, you know, like her tits and her pubes and all that stuff. And, I mean, that just made me, like, extremely fucking excited, you know. You're sitting here, like, dumbfounded.
You should see the expression on my face right now.
Yeah, you should. So she's looking at me. But you got to understand something. A 14-year-old horny kid, you know, he's going to take whatever he can get. So... that's why I would hang out with him, you know, so I
could... So you could check out his mom?
Check out his mom.
Wow. Wow.
So, I mean, these memories remain with you for the rest of your life, you know, because, I mean, to see a naked woman in real life is a pretty memorable experience, I suppose.
Maybe that's why I had old guy friends.
Yeah.
I just wanted to come over and check out my mom.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But not everybody is as whacked out as I am, you know. No.
Well, she used to walk around in a pair of knickers around the house. You know, I mean, we did live on a farm in the outback, but I mean, we had the, you know, the other farmhouses and everything like that, and the boys. I was the only girl in around my age range.
Yeah.
In that area.
Yeah.
Or in not that area. It was a big area.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I used to have a lot of guy friends come over, and we used to ride bikes and do go-karts and go fishing and all that kind of stuff. I was such a tomboy.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, so you know what I remember from that period as well? We lived in a multifamily building. You know, that's how they live in Israel for the most part. And so I would, like, also around that age, 13, 14, I would go up on the roof and start looking into people's windows in the other buildings, you know. So, I mean, you could tell, like, where my mind was at that age. You know,
right.
I was extremely fucking horny all the time. And it's just that curiosity to see real women naked, you know, because I only saw them in pictures and stuff. So, I mean, I recall, you know, I would go up there. Sometimes I'd sneak out, like, after bedtime. I would sneak out of the, of the apartment and go upstairs, take the elevator, go upstairs, and just kind of hang out on the roof, you know. And nobody else would do that. So it was sort of like my haven.
Your little sanctuary, your little
sanctuary.
Secret
there
place.
You go. The
little
sanctuary.
Place.
So there you go. I was a teenage peeping Tom.
I suppose no harm done.
Yeah. So and all that comes from the thought that I'm in entertainment now. So this is funny. There's so much to talk about, and I told you yesterday I need to start writing things down. So I haven't written them down, but I'm trying to at least put like three or four things that I constantly memorize in my head that I need to talk about. So, but it's only about three or four. So I do need to start writing. But you see, what happens is when I'm in the shower, I think a lot. You know, that's usually where I think a lot. Unlike what you might think, I don't masturbate in the shower. You know, that's just not
my. Oh yeah, because you want to save water.
That's exactly. So it's just not my favorite thing to do. And but regardless, I do a lot of thinking. And where the hell am I going to write this down when I'm in the shower? So I just had to make a mental note of all the things I was thinking about and come in with that, you know. So, but the point is that we still have a lot to talk about. We don't have a guest today, but we're really going to keep entertaining you. And let's go take a break. We'll be right back.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to the only radio that matters. BBS Talk Radio.
Justified and Ancient by KLF. And, you know, this song, this is actually sort of like a rap group. And they wrote this song. And the woman that you hear in the foreground is Tammy Wynette, who is a country singer.
Well, I remember listening to this band when I was in Australia going to the clubs.
Yeah, you're going to the backwards of the you're talking to the back of the microphone.
Oh, I see.
So turn it like that, and then you can turn it over.
Okay,
we got it. Okay.
Yeah, so I remember going to the clubs and dancing to this.
Really?
And it was a dance club.
Yeah.
So a lot of KLF music is dance club music.
Yes, yeah. It is dance. I'm sorry, I said rap, but they are, not quite the same thing. But, and I've always loved this song, you know, so I thought this is a chance to play it.
So if anyone wants to call in to BBS Talk Radio, Sam will give you those numbers.
Okay, so
you can call in.
You guys, we'd really love for you to call. We can talk about anything. Toll-free number 866-515-6977. Outside the U.S., 323-284-2554. You can also email to us, info@bbstalkradio.com. And we don't have any messenger yet, and we probably never will. So just call us. It's the most fun because then everybody can hear you.
Yeah.
So so we were talking about this angry email that I got yesterday from a listener.
Yeah, and we found it.
Yeah, and first of all, I was flattered to actually get an email, you know, from a listener because it lets you know that people actually care enough to write.
Yeah.
So. So we don't have to mention any names. I mean, she only gave her first name also. But why don't you go ahead and read her email, and then we'll read my response to her and her response to my response.
really?
I think you're going to find that interesting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Manu's going to read it for us.
So this is from, she refers to herself as Mrs. Rose. So let's assume that's her first name, I think, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay. So her thing is like, I will never listen to this program again. I just heard Sam refer to overweight women in language I can't even repeat. I am shocked that BBS would tolerate and condone this type of language and mindset. I will never listen to BBS again.
Boy, am I glad I've got a fucking actress for a co-host, man. That was the best presentation of an email I ever heard.
Really?
Yeah. So okay. Now, does this make sense to you? Do you remember me talking, making derogatory?
Yes.
I did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Remind me.
No, we were talking about we were specifically talking about overweight women, and then I had mentioned Vader with this woman that was obviously obese, and in her hand she was holding a whole tray full of McDonald's,
right,
and whatever else she had on that tray.
Right.
I mean, it was not just a couple of items. There was about at least four items on that tray.
Right, but how did refer
at like 8 o'clock in the morning?
Right, but how did I refer to overweight women in a derogatory way?
I don't know. We might have to listen to that
to the
show again.
Yeah.
Because we did, you know, like back and forth talk about, you know, obesity and what it would be like to fuck a woman.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we talked about overweight women, but the thing is that I was thinking, okay, the only thing I ever called overweight women is fat, you know?
Yeah.
But and some take offense to that, but the thing is, the point is, they are fat. I mean, when you mention the word fat, what do you think about? You talk about an overweight person.
Yeah. Well, you know what the politically correct word?
Right.
Is obese.
But not everybody's obese, you know? I mean, obese is really, what, 100 pounds overweight or something? But you know, I mean, there's people that are 50 pounds overweight. They're not obese, but they're fat. You know what I mean? That's the word.
Yeah.
That's the word.
Yeah.
You know, so, it's not heavy. It's not big-boned, you know? And usually it's not obese. It's just fat.
No,
you know?
It's obvious. It's obvious. Yeah. Well, I mean... God, you know.
So, I don't know. I offended her. So, then I wrote her back. So, why don't you read back what I wrote to her, and then we'll hear what she wrote back.
Okay. All right. So, you wrote back, and you said, "Mrs. Rose, we regret you found our show so offensive. We tend to talk the way people talk in their daily lives, often not in a politically correct manner." Oh, she wants to be called obese then.
I don't know what she wants to be called. But
I don't know. Okay. "And we hope you'll join us again. But you do have to consider what type of show you're listening to. We understand if you don't enjoy the show, but thank you.
Yeah, instead of the word that, it's thank. Okay?
"But thank you for taking the time to listen. Regards, Sam."
Oh, okay. So you see, I mean, I think I answered her diplomatically.
Uh-huh.
I thought I was being polite, and I explained to her that she probably stumbled upon the wrong show. Maybe it is not a show for her. But regardless, you know, I mean, it does. I do care.
Yeah.
And so I was hoping to sort of be reconciliatory, but what she wrote back. Was not really, she really wasn't interested in making peace.
No, not at all.
Okay,
not at all.
Go ahead and read
so
that.
So she goes, "Oh, that's a lame excuse. Just because some people talk in that way, you feel obligated or comfortable speaking in a public and on the air as such an insulting, degrading manner? Oh, boo-hoo. That's what I say. Okay, so what's wrong with having a few manners, especially for those who are... privilege to speak on the radio? Are you so deficient in your language skills that you have to resort to such juvenile claptrap?" Oh, wow.
Well, she sure knows how to write.
"Oh, yeah. This is not a question of political correctness language. This is a question of manners and language skills that convey a message. Otherwise, we could have anyone on the radio who speaks in the gutter. Well, sad, sad, sad." And then she just signed off, Rose.
Right. Okay, so you see, she's not interested in peace, and she's going to stick to her guns, and that's it. But I did.
You know what? She needs to listen to Howard Stern.
Yeah. Yeah, and yeah, and she actually, I wrote her back again, but it was short. I pretty much said, "Well, would you like to go to come on the show, come on the air, and uh-huh. we'll talk about it." So I think she chickened out. I haven't heard back from her, so she wants nothing to do with us. And that's one less listener, and what are you going to do, you know? But at this point, we could use the listeners, but at the same time, I like that people have a reaction to our show, you know?
Yeah.
We don't do it to shock. I would never call myself like a shock jock because I don't really shock. I don't know how, but we speak like we would normally.
Yeah, like everyone does yeah. in the public.
Yeah, so a lot of people are isolated.
In a small group. I mean, my God, you can imagine what people talk about. My God.
Yeah.
And like, we'd be talking to each other face to face. You turn around, next thing I say, like, what an asshole.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, that's...
Not that
that's,
I've done that.
Yeah, but that's how we talk. And you have to realize that if it's offensive to you, then don't listen.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, I mean, it does take some balls to write to someone and say, don't say what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know, say what I think you should be saying. And that sucks.
Well, that's
you
know, not the point of the show.
No. No, that's not the point of the show. That's not the point of free speech.
That's why we are doing internet radio, so that we can speak our minds and we can speak the minds of other people.
Yeah, and we can talk normally. And yes. We don't have to start censoring everything that we do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is not to say that anybody would hire us on terrestrial radio, like we have a choice, you know, and this is our avenue of choice at the moment. But yeah, regardless.
Well, that's why Howard Stern went to Sirius.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, because next thing, radio. Everything had to be censored and politically correct and everything yeah. like that.
And they were and giving so, them huge fines.
And yeah, so he said, fuck you, I'm yeah. going to Sirius then. Let me say what I want to damn well say.
And the show is better than
exactly.
ever.
Exactly.
You know, the guests come in, they can curse. You know, you have all the nudity and stuff in there, so
have
it's
Houston
great.
Bend over and show her twat in front of Howard. Yeah. And for him to say, oh, my God, you yeah. do need surgery.
Yeah, there are a lot of twats walking through that studio, let me tell you. I don't think he'll fly very well here, but...
no, I don't think so.
So we'll just sit here and we'll imagine our guests with their clothes on.
Although we did have that young lady yesterday, Petra, yeah, from Germany.
Uh-huh.
You know, she's obviously very open-minded and,
yeah,
and everything
I like
that.
That.
I
yeah.
like that.
She was game, you know. She went along
yeah.
with anything.
Yeah,
with
she did.
We did.
She did.
Yeah, so that was good. Excuse me. So she was in good spirit, you know, and she was willing to talk about anything.
Yeah.
Excuse me. But.
Oh, Sam's got his yeah. cough back. Yeah.
But at any rate, I think she did very well. She was interesting, and that's what the guests are about. You know, we
yeah.
have a big variety of stuff. And tomorrow, we have another guest that I think is going to. Really excite you, you know. I mean, there's like, just like, remember when the little girl came the other day, the
little
Nene. Yeah, Nene. So something like that, something
was it
similar.
Like baby bam, baby bam, bam.
Yeah, it
baby
was like
bam.
Slam baby, right?
Oh
slam
yeah,
baby.
Slam baby, slam baby. Come on and slam baby.
Yeah, so she
that
was
a
she
cute
was
song.
Cute. Yeah, she was very cute.
She was so cute.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
was like. Oh my God. You know, that talks about, you know, like the inspiration of a young child's mind uh-huh. and how uninfluenced, and I'm so proud of those parents,
yeah.
you know, not influencing her in a lot of, you know, to place deterrence and things against, you know, their own child's will.
Right.
And it was very clear that Nene knew exactly what she wanted to do.
Yeah, she did.
And her parents just said, well, okay, yeah. we're going to go on the Nene's journey.
Yeah. But
and
you know,
they
I was,
just follow on.
I was thinking about it, and we don't know what's going on in their home.
No, we
you
don't.
You know, I mean, they could be very well influencing her and pushing her, but they did not come across as that when
no,
they were here.
No, not at all, because she just spoke freely from yeah. her mind. And
yeah.
The parents never even came in and like, come and say this, Nene. Why didn't you do this, Nene? Yeah. No.
No, she
and
seemed well adjusted for
very
for
well
a
adjusted,
child,
very well grounded.
She didn't seem like screwed up or anything.
Yeah, better than Brittany.
Yeah. So what do we have in gossip today? What have our celebrities been doing?
Well, you know how I mentioned yesterday, Brittany, right, was allegedly took off to New Mexico to marry. Yes. Well, she did.
She did?
Yes, she okay. did get married to that
guy.
But
that paparazzi guy?
Yeah, yeah. So anyways, well, he's still married to his wife called Aslyn Berry. I found out her name.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And
so he hasn't divorced her yet, and he's already marrying again?
He hasn't divorced her yet.
But that's against the law, right?
But that's why they got married in New Mexico.
New Mexico, they allow that?
I think so. I don't know.
Are
it was kind of
sure?
weird.
Yeah.
I mean, why would they go to New Mexico in the first place to get married?
Well, that's beside the point, because, I mean, they go to all kinds of places. Maybe New Mexico attracted them for some reason.
I don't know.
But I don't know that it's because of a law or a different kind of law. I don't think anywhere in...
Oh, they should have went to Utah.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Even in Utah, it's illegal. People do it, but it's illegal.
All right. But anyway, Brittany goes ahead and offers to buy out Aslyn Berry $250,000. As you know,
buy her, like, so she'll sign the divorce?
So she would sign the divorce. Yeah. I mean, how stupid is that?
I don't think so. This is going to be long and ugly and dirty. I don't know how much money he has, but she's going to stick it to him big time, you know?
If he marries Brittany, so I reckon she's going to stick around. Like, I'm going to wait until that marriage is secure, blah, 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 and then I'm going to take all Brittany's money.
Yeah. Well, if you're right about this, I'm blown away. I mean, they just ran off and did something illegal.
I know. But to continue on to that little story.
Right.
Federline, right?
Uh-huh.
In the meantime, gets his acting debut.
Debut?
On freaking One Tree Hill. One of the hottest shows on television right now.
Really?
He gets his acting debut on One Tree Hill.
Really?
I would love to see that, because I just don't see him as an actor. He's an idiot.
Yeah, he's...
In my opinion.
Yeah, he's a nobody.
He's a nobody, yeah. And then...
He's another person that left his wife for Britney.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
They're obviously all stupid, but... Yeah. You know, I mean, but at the same time, you know, I mean, who would pass up an opportunity to be in the life of Britney Spears, you know, let alone fuck her.
Yeah.
You know? So who wouldn't want that, you know? So
I know.
It's hard to judge them, you know, because it's such like a huge thing. I mean, think about it. You're an unknown. The moment you're seen with Britney Spears, you're the most famous person in the world.
Oh, yeah. You got paparazzi coming around everywhere.
Exactly. So who would pass up on that, you know? So
I can
see their point of view. But regardless, you go and you leave your wife for someone else.
Yeah.
You deserve a big baseball bat up your ass.
Yeah. Make it hurt.
At least that.
But anyway, Adnan, right, himself a paparazzi, as we already know, ends up being questioned by the police at the Beverly Hills Hotel because he slammed, you know, like punch drunked one of his fellow paparazzi for taking a picture of him.
Wow.
Now,
He's on the other side
He's
now.
On the other side now.
Yeah.
You know, so like, oh, yeah. Jesus Christ. And then,
well,
of course...
that's his lesson in life.
Okay, now you've also heard me saying that Brittany has been found going to North Hollywood to the dance studios to teach the children and things like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you
dance
mentioned
her
that.
Woes away. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, this is what she's been doing. There's a photograph of her dancing. Someone obviously snuck in a camera, took a picture of her doing pole dancing.
Pole dancing?
So there's a picture of her with her legs wrapped around the pole, bending backwards.
Really?
Yeah.
So now she's got these secret fantasies
so
to be a stripper.
So maybe she's teaching the children how to dance. Come on, ladies, come on over here. Yeah. Swing around the pole.
I mean, she's such fucking white trash, you know? I mean,
so
there, she really is, you know? I mean, she just doesn't have the class to carry on that kind of infamy, you know?
But look at her very first song. Do you remember her first song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hit Me Baby One More Time, or the other one?
Hit Me Baby One, or something like that, or Genie in a Bottle. Was it Genie?
No, Genie in a Bottle is
that was
Christina
the other one.
Aguilera.
No. Oh, yes, it was. Well, whatever she did, she was in that schoolgirl little thing.
Yes, yes.
And whatever.
Like a cheerleader.
I think it was Hit Me One More Time, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Hit Me One More. Yeah, yeah, whatever. Well, she was obviously trailer trash right then, wasn't she?
Yeah. And but you know what? I mean, she didn't come across as that, though. I mean, she was beautiful. She was young. You know, she could sing. Let's say she could sing. I mean, I still don't understand most of these songs. They totally distort her voice. You know, it's not a real voice, you know. And so I don't know if she can sing. But she did have a few hits.
Yeah.
And and then, you know, when we started learning about who Britney Spears is in real life, you know, that interview she had, who was it, with Diane Sawyer in her home or something?
Yes, it was, yeah.
She totally looked trashy.
Yeah.
The way she looked, the way she talked, the way she carried herself.
Yeah.
Just trashy.
And she was the one, too, found with a baby on a lap driving, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. God, what the fuck is wrong with these people, huh?
I don't know, but they're above the law, I suppose. That's the way they feel.
Well, that's what they think.
Yeah.
That's what they think. I mean, look at what Paris, and look at freaking Mel Gibson. Actually, speaking of Mel Gibson,
what did he do now?
Well, since his DUI and that big rant that happened in July 2006, well, unknown to, I think, any of us, he's actually had to revisit the same judge every so often.
Yeah.
To keep an eye on him and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, finally, just a few days ago or a couple of days ago, the judge has finally said, all right, we're going to give you just one more year of probation. You are also to attend 1 year of AA meeting and also pay a hefty fine and also pay retribution and stuff like that. So he is no longer he is no longer needed to go visit the judge every time.
Okay.
So they really kept really hard tabs on Mel Gibson there.
Yeah. It sounds like it. But,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, you get
caught driving
drunk.
So why don't they do that with freaking Paris then?
Well, they put her in jail. That's what they did. That's where she belonged.
Well, Paris was found at the Pure Club. Have you ever been to Las Vegas, Sam?
I lived in Las Vegas twice.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yes.
But I'm okay.
Yes,
I've
been
to Las
Vegas.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, I've been to Vegas, yeah.
All right.
Although the last time was probably like 2-3 years ago. I haven't been back in a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Well, there's a club called Pure Nightclub at the Venetian.
Uh-huh.
No, hang on. The Venetian, no, what's the other one? Oh, darn it. Caesars. The Caesars Palace.
Uh-huh.
And I will have to say it is the most awesome club. It's one of the most awesome clubs that I've ever been to.
Really? At Caesar's Palace?
Yeah, at Caesar's Place, a palace called Pure.
Right.
And very elegant. It's really up there, high class. A lot of celebrities go there.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it can be so divided. Oh, my God, it's just going like in the harem.
Uh-huh.
Because they have all these different areas. Veiled off with these long, and we're talking about 20, 30 foot white sheets everywhere with beds and couches and all sorts of
really?
Things. Oh my God.
And you just lie on the bed?
Fabulous.
Or on the
oh
couch.
Yeah, it's absolutely fabulous. Well, Paris Hilton got caught shoving her tongue down another woman's mouth.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
When? Yesterday?
Yeah. Well, you know how I was saying the Baron, her younger brother, got taken off to jail for DUI, right?
Uh-huh.
And she said, to hell with you, bro, I'm going to Vegas.
Vegas, that's right. So she
she goes to Vegas, she's going to Vegas, and she's shoving a tongue down some other woman's throat.
Right, wow.
Yeah, so how's that?
That's great. Do they have a picture of it?
They have a picture of her and the woman.
But not...
they didn't quite catch the moment.
I see.
Yeah.
So we're not seeing any tongue
God
in or anything.
God darn it.
Yeah.
I was looking forward to
that
one.
She's something. I mean, that would be hard to see.
But I can tell you, go to Falcon on Sunday nights, you're more likely to come across her.
To see her, huh?
Yeah.
You think she's going to be a regular there now?
I don't know. Yeah, I think so. It's not her first visit that time.
Yeah.
She was there for the premiere of The L Word, you know, for this season, the new season.
The Falcon is the lesbian bar in Hollywood.
The Falcon, only on Sunday nights, is the lesbian bar.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, only on Sunday nights.
Only on Sunday
nights. So, yeah, if anyone's crazy enough to go and see Paris Hilton, you might find her there. At the Falcon on Sunday nights.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's where I'll go next Sunday. So.
Okay.
Take my son with me.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, he would love that, yeah. Anyway, listen, we're at the top of the hour. We're going to take a break. We've been talking for a long time. We'll go get maybe another cup of coffee. I don't have enough time
what?
For a cigarette.
You know what? I need it. Can you believe I got up? Oh, okay. All right. I got a confession to make. Last night I stayed up. I watched the L Word series. I tell you what, season 3 is hot and saucy.
Oh, yeah?
Sam, you don't know what you're missing out on.
I guess I don't. I just don't find time for TV
as much as I want to.
I've got like 3-4 episodes of Lost recorded. I've waited a year for the season to start, for the new season, and now I don't have time to watch it. I don't know what's going on, you know?
Well, I'm sorry. But, I don't know. I guess I jumped into bed. It was only like 10 o'clock. It was just a little bit before 10 o'clock. And I lay in bed, and my eyes are wide, wide open. And I laid there for about half an hour. I laid there for about an hour, and I said, fuck this shit. So I got up and took a sleeping pill. And this morning, I slept through my alarm.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you still made it here on time.
I did. But if it wasn't for Thomas coming over saying, bitch, get the fuck up because I am hungry. And what he does, he comes right up in my face and he starts clawing me at the face.
Really?
You know, like he puts his foot and he sticks out his nails just a little bit. And
really?
Goes, tweak, tweak, tweak. And I know what he's saying.
Yeah.
Feed me. Feed me, feed me. Go into the song while I'm saying,
feed me.
For everything that matters.
I'm not European. I don't plan on being European. So who gives a crap if they're socialists? They can be fascist anarchists. It still wouldn't change the fact that I don't own a car.
And everything that doesn't.
I've been in prison for 3 years. My dick gets hot if the wind blows.
You're listening to the Sam and Manu Show on PBS Talk Radio.
One Night in Bangkok.
All the time.
That's from the musical Chess. I don't know if you've ever seen that, but that was an amazing, amazing musical.
I love that song.
I know. It's just, it does something to me. I know. And so at any rate, I was wrong today. And we do have a guest. So I keep like screwing up all the time here. And I don't know at what point my memory is actually going to kick back in.
Well, maybe I should be the one that's taking control of the guest.
Maybe you should, yes. I would appreciate the help.
Give me another,
yeah.
I would definitely appreciate that.
Yeah. So we have a guest, and she contacted us, and I think she's pretty interesting. What? Am I popping?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was just saying.
Because you took my thing, and but that's fine. That microphone needs it more than this one.
Yeah, it does.
So if I'm popping in your ear, sorry, I'm going to try and get some distance here.
Put your volume a little higher.
Yeah,
and then
move back, right.
Yeah.
And but I'm going to get us more screens, so we'll be fine. Okay, so good morning, April.
Good morning.
Okay, hold on a second. We can't hear you. Try to talk more into. I think you're a little too far.
How's that?
That sounds better. So, introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm April Delancey.
And why are you on the show? Why did you what do you have to Manu, are you okay?
I'm just helping.
Manu is helping out, you know, until we hire somebody to actually help us with this stuff. So, you told us you're a sports writer.
Right. I love to write about sports, and I write for a couple of blogs, and I just wanted to come to you today to ask people to read my blogs.
Wonderful, wonderful. And we'll plug them in a minute. When did you start writing this stuff?
Well, I've been obsessed with sports since I was a child.
Every man's dream.
Yeah. Well, I think so. I'm the oldest of four children, and so I think my father wanted a boy first, so he taught me how to throw a baseball and a football and all that, so that's where it all started.
Yeah, I've heard of that before, you know. And, it's like make your daughter into a boy and get her involved in all the sports and everything.
Well, it worked because, you know, I hated my poor Barbie doll. I cut her hair off and painted her face blue and all that stuff. And, you know, abused her, poor thing.
Yeah.
So. I never got Barbie dolls when I was young either.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't into it.
No, neither was I. Oh, I remember the first doll that I got was, they called it... crawl baby or something like that, and it had batteries, and all the damn thing did was crawl across the wall. And then I remember seeing it, and I thought, that's the most stupidest thing I've ever seen. And I kicked it, and boom, and it went through the window.
Yeah.
And smashed a window. I was like, oops.
I think a friend of mine had one, and her dog chased it because she turned it on, and it went walking, and it freaked the dog out, so the dog ran over and, like, tore it apart. And it was a little dog, you know, like a little poodle.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So,
not
what,
a good history.
Do you cover all sports columns?
Well, I cover everything in my writing pretty much, with the very few exceptions. I mean, I'll watch anything with a clock and someone winning pretty much. I even watch curling. I can appreciate everything.
Really?
Really?
What's curling?
It's that silly Olympic sport where they're brushing
along the ice. Have you ever seen that?
And that little disc goes...
Yeah.
Down, and, you know, whoever does it fastest, it's hysterical.
Oh,
You've got to watch it.
I don't think I've ever seen that before.
It's crazy.
Well, yeah, next time the Winter Olympics come around, it's hysterical because they're very serious about it.
Really?
Really.
Yes.
It's intense.
Yeah.
It is. And it's just such a simple thing. It's really absurd.
And you actually sit there going like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, is he going to make it? Oh, my God. And it's so weird because you have the guy who has kind of like a...
It's like a little brush.
But he pushes it, and then you've got two guys, or at least one guy, in front of the putt.
Yeah.
I don't want to call it a putt.
Uh-huh.
That go crazy.
Yeah.
Like scrub, 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 scrub.
They're
right in
scrubbing?
Front of
the... So what are they, like janitors on the field?
No. It's like they're reducing the friction of the ice to make it move faster.
Oh,
yeah.
I see. Okay.
Because,
I mean, the
friction.
Motions you're showing me is like someone sweeping the floor.
It looks like
that's
it.
What it does.
Yeah?
That's what it looks like.
It looks
really?
Like they're very, very quickly sweeping the floor in front
what
of them.
What the hell kind of a sport is that, man?
Well, you know, if somebody watches it and gets into it, it's a sport, right?
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So what's your favorite sport?
If I had to only choose one, it'd be hard, but my very, very top favorites are Major League Baseball and the NFL, of course. I love NFL football.
Right.
Yeah, it's fun. You know, I used to be a lot into it, but I had to always have a beer with the game. You know, I don't know why that is. Do you find that...
Well, you know,
need a beer with an NFL game?
And not always, but I definitely need beer at a stadium.
Yeah.
You know, you can't go into a stadium without having... It seems wrong to not drink at a stadium.
Well, I don't watch sports on TV, but if I will go to a sports event, and the reason being is you always go to a sports event with a hot dog.
Yeah.
That's the only time I'll eat a hot dog.
Really?
And a beer.
I love hot dogs.
Yeah, I met my husband at a sporting event, actually.
Well, appropriately enough, right?
Right. Yeah. I was in college in Tampa, and I had several adult beverages, and had lost my way with my friends and was kind of by myself.
Uh-huh.
Then I kind of walked up to him, just out of nowhere, and I said, will you help me find my friends? And it so happened that he was from the area, and... was kind enough to help me find where my friends were.
Wow.
Oh, wow. So, okay. Isn't that a cool story?
Yeah, that sparked a romance, I would imagine. Yeah. That's nice. So, do you normally walk up to men, or let's say before you were married, were you like always assertive?
Well, I mean, I'm just not shy, and I'll walk over and talk to people regardless of their gender. I mean, it could have been anybody standing there.
That's true, yeah.
So, I'm just not a shy person, I guess.
Yeah.
No, that's
well, you
good.
Can't be, yeah. So, do you ever go to the field and... like where the players are? Do you ever get a chance to?
I've never been on the field when the players are on the field. I've been on football fields on tours and different things, but I've not gotten the chance to get on the field. I'm trying to change that. But
yeah.
We'll
okay.
See.
Well, when
okay.
we get big, maybe we'll have you as our sportscaster. Yeah. And you know,
yeah, that would be totally cool.
That would be the coolest thing ever.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
So do you get to mingle with the sports players? Do you actually get to interview sports players by chance just for your column?
I don't get to interview anyone huge at this point
because
I haven't been around all that long.
Right.
Uh-huh. So
they need
to
know you. They need to get to know you.
Right.
Yeah.
Like the most exciting person I've interviewed lately is actually I've well, and I say interview, but over email, I email a lot of people 5 questions, and whoever's kind enough to email me back is featured. But Fred Rogan actually emailed me back.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Very gracious, within like 24 hours, and answered my questions. And so I put him up yesterday and gave him the link, and he wrote me back almost immediately. Hey, thanks. That was great. So that's a man who knows how to talk to fans. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess. And that's for those who don't live in L.A. He is a sportscaster, right?
Right.
Fred Rogan. Is he still on NBC?
Right, he's still on NBC, and he's won like a ton of Emmys and Golden Mikes. He's pretty
and he's
well
got
known.
His own show too, right? Like a sports show.
Well, he does Rogan's Heroes and Hall of Shame, and then during football season, he does that one, The Challenge, where you can win stuff that's on after games. But I think that's only in the area.
Yeah, yeah.
So do you know the Fox forecaster, or have heard of the Fox forecaster Josh Booty? Is it Booty?
I have not.
Okay, well, anyway, the Fox, you know, the Fox television forecaster. Hang on, I'm getting this incorrect. He's the forecaster, not a Fox sports newscaster. let me finish it off. Anyway, he was another one that got done for DUI last night, early this morning.
Wow.
Yeah, and then he obviously got a little rank and little hard to handle, and they tasered him.
Isn't that crazy?
Sounds
oh my
like
gosh.
Fun, yeah.
Yeah,
do,
I know.
Do sportscasters have to be a little crazy to be good?
It depends. I mean, because you have to look at people. I think Jim Rome is crazy, and he does very well.
I like Jim Rome.
Yeah.
Because he is out there.
He's kind of out there, and so is the guy Max. Now I can't recall his last name, but he used to do the show just before Pardon the Interruption, Around the Horn on ESPN, but now he's back to his boxing gig.
All right.
He's a little out there, but you'll see him on HBO Boxing. And
yeah.
I think there's a – I don't know if you have to be crazy. I mean, you probably have to be crazy to be doing anything where you're trying to promote yourself and get out there and get stories.
Yeah, I
mean,
suppose.
You guys have the same question, right?
Yeah.
Are people on radio crazy, right?
Yeah.
We were just talking about it.
So obviously with your blog and everything, you communicate with your fans and that, right? Do you get comments and that sort of thing?
Yeah.
So what – this popping is driving me crazy.
You need
this
to weekend, lean back.
Yeah, but when I lean back, I sound distant, you see.
Yeah,
and I'm trying to turn it up, yeah.
Yeah.
But this weekend, we're going to get screens. Okay, so pardon the popping. I'm trying my best here. I'm taking all the bass down.
Just make a beat out of it. Do the beatbox or something. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Dance to it, right?
Yeah, okay. There you go. That was a good beat.
You can dance.
Hey,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good when you listen to it. What was that?
I said, I just said, "Bam chicka wow wow."
That was from
Sounds
yesterday.
Sounds good. That's good. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
beat.
See, I told you it was a porno little tune.
Yeah. Yeah. So now, what percentage would you say of sport fans are actually women?
Probably not many. And what I find, most women, there's a lot more than you realize. But probably good, solid, you know, less than 10-15%. And a lot of the biggest women who are sports fans are ones that went
not
to a
not big
college.
Women like big body.
Well, each okay. both, you okay. know, big, small. I know, bad choice of words. But most of the women sports fans are those who, like, followed their – they had, like, a good college football team, and they're really into college football. Those are the ones I run into most of the time.
Okay, I think.
So they need, like, a team they can relate to.
Right. And
I'm telling you women in relationships, everything has to be like sweet, like let's talk about it, let's this, let's that, you know.
With
Well, I'm not saying all of you, you know. I mean, I'm not saying all of you, but it's always about like more than just
something you can relate to, maybe.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, guys need something to relate to also. I mean,
yeah, I guess, but
guys have their teams they identified with.
Exactly. Like it's geographical though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, my husband's a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan because he
really?
Grew up in the Tampa Bay. Wow. That's where I met him, at Raymond James Stadium.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Which
wow.
is, by the way, you have to go to before you die. It's one of the best stadiums ever to see a game in.
I did really? Hear that.
Oh, they just don't stand next to the pirate ship when they score because they fire the cannons and you won't be able to hear for hours.
Oh, yeah?
It's really quite loud, but it's a blast.
Yeah. Is Tampa nice?
Tampa's great. I went to college there, and it was awesome. I love that. I'm from here. I'm an L.A. native.
Right.
But I love that hot, humid weather where you're always able to go
Me
out in the water.
Me too.
Yeah. Oh, it was awesome. I was outside all the time because I worked with an aquarium.
Me too.
Oh, it was just great. And it's really picked up. There's probably, it's one of the best sports cities. You have Tropicana Field. You have the Tampa Bay Lightning hockey. You have the football. Mm-hmm. There's some of the best athletes in the world come from the Florida, South Florida area.
Really?
Do you find, this is an interesting question, most baseball players are from, you know, like Cuban descent or, you know, like...
Well, there's a lot more now because baseball is really universal, and there are a lot in Tampa. My husband was a baseball player, he's pretty Caucasian, but...
Yeah.
There's several in the South Florida area and Texas, like Florida, Texas, and here in California, so would be the three places that grow sports figures.
Sports figures, okay.
But more lately, you have the Cuban and Puerto Rican and South American kind of players.
Yeah,
they've definitely made a bigger breakthrough. I mean, you know, Sammy Sosa, and then you've got Guerrero.
Oh
with
my
the
God!
Angels,
there's
a lot of really great players.
I wonder why that is. Why? I mean, it's just like basketball. You actually, I'm really surprised you're finding more Caucasian athletes in basketball versus what I remember 10 years ago. It was a lot, you know, like probably 95% of the team was African American.
Right. Yeah.
You know, there's more European men now coming, and Chinese.
Yeah, exactly. They're coming from everywhere. Yeah. Argentina.
Well, American sports are going over more, you know. Like, we're the only country in the world that somehow is missing the soccer
thing. Exactly.
Yeah. Which I think...
And yet we're the only ones in the world with football. The American football.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, they have rugby and stuff, which is similar, but it's not football like
ours.
But
those guys are rough, man.
They're just like bare knuckles.
I remember going to the football games, you know, our football, rugby league, and oh my gosh, I used to see the guys come off the field bleeding, everywhere and everything like that. And they actually have an area called the blood bin. Mm-hmm. All right, we're sending you to the blood bin. You know, and then in the blood bin, they call it the blood bin.
Uh-huh.
Okay, in the blood bin, they have a couple of doctors in there and whoever, a couple of nurses, and they come off the field with these big gaping gashes and stuff, and they sew them up right there in the blood bin.
Yeah.
And then they patch it all up and send them all out again.
Yeah, you have to wonder about these people.
Like, what? these are nutty
but,
people.
Yeah, but that's the thing is that I think many athletes or sport fans are just like so fanatic about the sport that they'll do just about anything. And you brought up soccer. In Europe, I mean, people will kill for tickets.
Yeah.
They'll kill for a place in line. You know,
all for soccer,
there's been
many a riot.
I mean, I would love to go to like a Manchester United game or something. You know, that would be so great. But my husband's like, I don't know if we actually want to go to one of those games because those people get crazy.
Oh yeah,
and I mean, you know, the Raymond James Stadium where the Bucks play, there's some pretty wild people there, but they have nothing on those soccer fans.
Not at all.
I mean, stampedes and people.
Almost every year you hear something, you know, when they have the European Cup.
I watched that one year. I think it was Manchester. I'm pretty sure it was Manchester.
Manchester United. They've been the leading team for years, right? And then they have Liverpool as well, which is a good team.
Real Madrid's pretty big now.
Yeah, Real Madrid.
They had something, you know, obviously one team, and one of the refs made a wrong call, you know, an obvious wrong call, and then they stick to it. You know, these refs don't pull it back or anything. They stick to it. And next thing, the whole stadium just stampeded the whole field, and so many people were killed as a result because people just came on down and they knocked over the fences. They just came through. The players all had to run off the field, get into security. It was amazing. Wow. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
This is
crazy.
This is insane. And people were being killed.
Yeah.
Crushed to death.
Yeah.
You know what I love about soccer, though, is the guy who is on Univision, the Latino channel, and he's goal.
With the goal, yeah. goal, yeah.
I love that. I have one.
I know, it's funny. Huh? It's like watching
YouTube,
a comedy.
One of his on YouTube where he's like holding that for I don't know how long, but you're just going, dude, take a breath. <It's funny. laughs>
They're very passionate about what they're doing, you know?
Yeah. I love that.
But
you can,
I mean,
you can find that on YouTube?
Yeah, you can find him on. In fact, if on one of my posts, I've got a link to it, but I could send you the link to him. It's pretty funny. I've got one handy on my computer.
Okay. Yeah, do that.
Yeah. What's this curious. Banging here? Is someone banging on the
desk?
Oh,
that's probably my foot pounding on the ground. I'll sit still.
Thanks.
I can't sit still.
Yeah, because you can with these microphones, you hear everything, you know?
Okay, I'll try to sit
No, I mean,
still.
You don't have to sit still. In fact, you can stand up, you can dance, you can play soccer.
Well, you don't want me to dance.
Whatever. No?
You don't want me to dance, cook, or sing.
Oh, okay.
So in your blogs, what specifically are you cover all sports?
I do. I cover everything with one notable exception, and that's NASCAR. I'm just not I've tried. I just can't get into NASCAR. Sorry.
Yeah, you
can't
don't
do it.
You're not into car racing or anything.
Not into car racing, okay. But I cover action sports. I talk about snowboarding, BMX, skateboarding. Yeah.
What about horse racing? I mean, that's kind of like
horse racing. I haven't covered anything about horse racing yet, but I definitely will. It's not something I've
They have a really awesome horse race course in South Pasadena, I think it is.
And Santa Anita.
Yeah.
Santa Anita. Apparently it's like really phenomenal.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, I'm not allowed to say that word.
Yeah, don't say
it's
that
really
word.
It's really awesome.
There's another in, near Inglewood also.
Fuck you, Sam.
Okay. No, fuck you.
You're the love fest in here.
Yeah. I'm not the one attempting to say the words. So give me a break. You know, okay. Awesome is just as good. Yeah. So what about synchronized swimming? What's that all about?
Well, you know, it's all a sport. And actually, somebody the other day was looking for somebody to blog about Summer Olympics, and I replied to them hoping they would pick me. But I mean, that's a sport, and there's nothing wrong. In fact, that's one of the sports I actually was involved in high school. I was on the swim team for a brief moment. I wasn't in synchronized swimming or anything.
Yeah.
But
I mean, it's like so funny. They put those nose plugs on, and they look like they can't breathe, and then they do all these moves and stuff. I mean, I like to watch it, but it kind of looks ridiculous.
It does look a little ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, and they put on those like painted-on smiles. That you know, like,
well, there's a lot of really ridiculous stuff in sports if you think about it. I mean, look at the pants that men wear in the NFL. I mean, think about
the tights.
Those things.
Yes.
Which, like, especially the Jacksonville Jaguars new uniform. It's like solid black, and it just looks like they're wearing black tights. Uh-huh. I mean, if you wore those by themselves, they'd be pretty absurd, too.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. But on the field, it's okay, right?
Right, on the field, it's fine.
I know. I always wondered about that, you know, about those clothes. I mean, they're wearing tights, you know. When you're playing sport, you want loose clothes, not tight clothes, you know. I would die in it, you know.
Well, have you ever tried on Under Armour? You know, that's that tight. It keeps you warm. It's great
really?
For cold days. And I mean, it's really, it does work. Because I've got some, because I golf now, and when it's very cold, I'll put my Under Armour on, and it's really very, it moves with you very nicely.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, I would imagine.
You're meaning
the shoulder pads?
The shoulder pads.
No, it's called Under Armour. It's a brand. It's a shirt, and it's like very thin kind of, it's an interesting like microfiber material, and it just keeps you very warm, and it's form-fitting.
Oh,
so it's very, very,
okay.
Moves with you
okay.
and keeps you warm. They don't wear that in the hot weather, just the cold
weather.
Okay.
Well, most football happens after the summer, so
yeah,
I guess they think about that as well.
Football is played during winter.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Fall and winter.
Yeah, fall and winter. It starts like in September. Yeah.
Well, they just went at the playoff game in Green Bay, and it was like below 4, and it was starting to snow.
I mean, and it always snows in Green Bay. I mean, every time you see footage of games there, it's always snowing like crazy.
Yeah.
But
I know.
And you wonder why by now they didn't do like an enclosed stadium.
You know, there's so much history there at that place, at Lambeau Field. I mean, I have got to go there before I die. That's on my list to go see a game there because those are some of the most passionate and crazy fans.
Yeah.
They just love that team. And I want to go, of course, at the beginning of the season. I'm not going to sit there in the snow, but they're used to it. And, you know, you'll see the players out there in short sleeves, and that's just their thing.
Can you imagine those poor bosses from Florida going up to Green Bay to
play? I know, and that's why they lose every time.
Well, you know, it's funny because Jacksonville Jaguars this year went up to Pittsburgh and beat them not once but twice when it was nice and cold. And
really?
So, yeah, they kind of broke that mold. And then Tampa did it to Philadelphia not too long ago.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
so,
well.
What do you think? I mean, the Super Bowl was a pretty interesting game, huh?
Yeah, it was. And
usually
they're
not that exciting. I mean, they can be very boring. They're like lopsided, you know, many times. But
no,
this one was
good. That was a great game. And I have to say I'm now sold on Eli Manning, whereas before I wasn't. I just really I guess I was kind of upset at him for the whole when he got drafted and thumbed his nose at San Diego thing, where for those of you who don't know, he was drafted in the first round, picked by San Diego, who had the first pick, and they made a big deal about he wanted to be in a bigger market and forced the trade to New York.
Wow.
So I kind of I kind of didn't really respect that, even though he comes from a really great football family. You know, his brother and his father.
His brother's with New England, right?
No, his brother's with the Indianapolis Colts. Peyton
Manning. See. Okay,
they won
the Peyton, right.
Last year.
So I don't know. For some reason, I thought they played against each other in the Super Bowl, but that was not the case. Yeah,
no, he played against Tom Brady, Tom Brady was the quarterback.
Right.
He's the one who's dating the hot model, Gisella Bündchen, you know, Mr. MVP.
Yeah.
And
we'll see how long that lasts.
Yeah. Well, why wouldn't it last? I mean
they're both powerful people with a lot of money, so it's that's a good union.
But he's a man. He's a man. And everywhere he goes, there's going to be fanatic women.
Yeah.
You know, fan-based women. And unfortunately, all the sports players that I have interacted with, they'll fuck anything that comes up to them and spread their legs.
Well, wouldn't you if you were a man? You probably would, you know.
Well, if I was a man,
But there are some nice guys too. I actually did a.
Are you saying if you want to screw someone that you're not nice?
No, I didn't say that at all. It was just her face.
I'm putting you on the spot.
Oh, go ahead, please.
No, it's okay.
But no, I actually made two stories recently, and there was five dysfunctional love stories and then five really sweet love stories in sports, because there's some people that have been together and, you know, are solid, you know, like Nomar Garciaparra and his wife, you know, and there's a lot of different people that aren't running around screwing everybody.
Yeah,
so what do you
That's
think?
A stereotype.
What do you think of the new match, Eva Longoria and Tony
Parker? I think that's an interesting match. I'm not a fan of hers. I've never seen Desperate Housewives because it's on, you know, usually there's Sunday Night Football, so I watch that instead. Honestly, I've never seen an episode. But they seem a little, I don't know, they don't. But people think my husband and I don't match together either. So they're an interesting match because she's a little older. So I say, you go, girl, get the younger guy, great, and all that. But they just seem a little – he seems kind of laid back, and she seems kind of high-strung, and I don't know.
They seem very distant. Even when I've seen them together,
they do.
They're very, very distant. His mind – I see his mind being young – like, man, all that pussy out there.
Well, you know, and he just got it very recently. Yeah, just a couple weeks ago, or maybe a couple months ago, there's a woman that came forward and said that she was messing around with him very recently.
Yeah, they were having an affair.
Yeah, but you never know if that's true, unfortunately, because, you know, they're...
Oh, just like Kobe Bryant. Oh, please.
Oh, you know, well, here's the thing with that, too. You got to wonder. So, unfortunately, we only know with what we've been fed, because we're not Kobe, we're not that young woman.
Right.
And we're not his wife. And so if she wants to stand by him, okay, you know, that's your thing. But, you know, we don't honestly know what happened. So it's really sad that the whole thing came out. And if he really did force himself, you know, shame on him. And if she just came after him for, you know, because he's Kobe Bryant, well, you know, that's a problem, too. And
it is. Yeah. Well, a lot of women will do that.
And it's sad.
And
they give the rest of us the bad name, you know?
I have seen it in action.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I had an experience with Gary Payton. Who's he playing for now?
Gary Payton is, oh gosh, you know, I can't think of who he's playing. I don't think he's playing anymore.
He was with the Seattle.
I don't think he is. I can look on the internet on my phone really quick.
Seattle Sonics.
It's okay.
And then he went to LA, a Lakers.
Yeah, I think he's retired.
He did this huge clash with Kobe Bryant.
Right. And Shaq.
And Shaq. Because he is, I'm telling you right now, he is a total prick, asshole,
he's not
chauvinistic.
A nice man. No.
He is not a nice person at all.
No.
And I had a run-in with him up in Seattle one time.
Really?
Yeah, and I told him literally to his face, go get.
Yeah.
Well, do you know why a lot of us in L.A. aren't very fond of him? And I'm pretty sure he's retired now because he was in his 40s when, or getting pushing 40 when he was still playing here at the end.
Yeah.
But back when Magic Johnson announced that he was infected with HIV, Gary Payton had made the comment that he wouldn't play with him. He didn't want to play on the same court with him. And
right.
Just made a lot of really insensitive comments. So that's why a lot of, you know, Lakers fans were like, not really. Yeah.
He's not a well-liked man
anyway. Because we love Magic. You know, Magic Johnson owns part of, he owns half, like, almost the whole neighborhood I live in, you know.
Oh, really?
All right. Well, April Delancey, a sports writer.
Yes.
A female sports writer. Which
is
unusual.
And she's very attractive, too. Yeah. Well,
and,
thank you.
Yes, and obviously very knowledgeable in sports. And, so what? Go ahead and plug your blogs. Give the names out. And
well, there's three blogs I'm writing for right now. One is kind of a social networking site called People Jam. And if you look in the People Play section, 95% of the sports articles are mine, and you can click on any of those. My most recent one was the Fred Rogan story, as I said.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then there's another network site called LosAngelesDodgersNews.com, and you'll see my smiling face on there. And click on my picture. You'll see all my exciting blogs.
Yeah.
The last one is TakingStuffApart.com, and that's peppered in sports with some fun technology and restaurant and lifestyle things.
Yeah, I like the name. Oh, Taking Stuff Apart is a .com?
Yeah, yeah. That's a local guy that's kind of started up this little blog site, and it's really kind of neat.
Yeah, great. Well, we'll put a couple of links for you on our website.
Great.
With a replay of the show as a is appreciation for you coming in.
Thank you.
We really appreciate that. You have to forgive me about all this forgetting, but it's not you, okay? It happens to me all the friggin' time. You know, so I don't know. I'm starting to worry about it. But regardless, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure writing to you and so forth, and you're finally here.
Really awesome to meet you.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Very interesting stuff.
You're the first lady that I have come across that is very knowledgeable and passionate about sports.
Yeah, yeah, and that's why I thought it'd be interesting to have her on.
Very rare.
Yeah.
There has to be more of us. Thanks. Thanks.
Yeah. So, so that's that. Anything else, April, that you wanted to plug?
Well, if anybody wants to contact me directly to say hello or ask me for links or anything, I do have an email address of sportswriterchick@gmail.com.
Okay, sportswriterchick.
Oh, that sounds good.
@gmail.com.
Yep, drop me a line. I answer everybody.
Yeah. Did you try and get that .com? That sports chick.
You know, there's a lot of that taken, and I'm just probably going to do something like my name, or I just haven't started a website yet.
Yeah.
Been too busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's definitely a nice name, and I'm sure nobody's taken that because it's kind of long, you know. But,
I do have a question. You know, with all the worldly sports, do you cover America? Do you cover overseas as well?
I do talk a little bit about soccer and rugby and a couple other things.
Okay.
I try to really get everything in there because do appreciate everything.
And so how do you attain all this information? I mean, because obviously this is a regular blog that's occurring.
Right.
So where do you get all the information from? Just from watching sports, or do you do internet research?
Well, usually in the morning I get my ideas. I get on the treadmill and turn on SportsCenter, and I'll get ideas from what they're talking about. Like recently the tennis scandal that was overseas with the Russian.
What was that?
They were supposedly a Russian player who was either feigning his injury or holding it back, and there was all the online betting kind of different organizations in Russia and other parts of the world. So it was kind of an international thing. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Any more questions, Manu?
No,
the interview was over 5 minutes ago.
No. I know. Yeah, we could talk all day.
Yeah, you could talk all day. Manu is a curious lot. That's fine.
Well, yeah, I was curious. I am curious.
Good. Then keep asking.
Okay.
Entertaining. Thank you. Cool. You're listening to the only radio that matters. BBS Talk Radio. sleep. Only with BBS Talk Radio.
Hello, and we're back with the Sam and Manu Show.
Yes.
Yes, and we just had a guest that we didn't know was coming, and luckily Manu went up out there.
Well, you ain't sharing it with me, so I can't keep track of it.
Well, you know what? I don't even have time to share it with you. Okay, it's that. I'm that friggin' busy, you know, and it is irritating, but you know, and I'm not like that because I like to give people like a personal treatment, you know, to make people feel special.
Yeah.
And for you to say I didn't remember or I forgot is really embarrassing. And what happened is that through the emails I always remembered who she is, but when she called, she had to remind me. But all she had to say is the woman broadcaster or sportscaster, and I knew right away
right.
The sports writer.
Right.
Yeah. And so yeah, I mean, I thought it was interesting to have a woman's point of view on sports.
Yeah, and she's kind of good looking too.
Yeah. Did you
well,
think
I thought,
so?
Yeah, I thought so. Well, she's attractive. I think she's attractive.
Yeah. I guess so, yeah.
Fit, young. You could tell she was totally into sports when she was a kid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She has that athletic body. And
she
looks very active anyways.
Yeah. And she does seem to know her sports, you know, which is, I think is very nice.
And she scuba dives.
She scuba dives too?
That's what she told me.
Wow.
Yeah.
You guys didn't waste any time, did you?
No.
Yeah. Boy, you're good with women and men. Look out. Yeah. Look out when my news around.
All right. Sam wants to go somewhere, but he's not sure.
Yeah. So I'd rather just go right into business and money and to tell you that Ben Bernanke, who is the Federal Reserve Chairman, claims and also the Treasury Secretary are both saying they're not anticipating a recession in 2008. So I think this is good news. This is very good news. And
they don't want to put the fear in the public of America.
That's true. That's true. But I also think they're obligated to say to present things the way they are. You know, I don't see that they'd have any personal interest in telling us cuckamamie stories, you know.
Yeah, but is it coming from the direct, or is it coming
from them.
Someone else?
No, it's coming from them. So yeah. I think it's pretty believable. So if you wanted a piece of good news this morning, we probably will not have a recession, so maybe this a little hiccup and everything. I saw that the market has been climbing for a couple of days, so that's nice. And maybe it was just a little scare, a little hiccup, and we'll be right back to going full speed with our economy, because I think people in the past several years have done very well, you know, economically and so forth. We're talking about just the general population. So, you know, if we have a recession, then we do. You know, it's the ups and downs of the economy. But I was encouraged by this news. And there you go.
You're going to go buy into Google again?
I'm waiting for... Actually, I should have bought it a couple of days ago. It was real low. Now it's going back up. So we'll see.
Right.
I'm going to wait for this roller coaster to slow down a little bit.
Well, everything's in a roller coaster right now, actually. Well, actually, speaking of financial, you know, thing, particularly with the housing market.
Right.
I just happened to be scrounging through the bin today, believe it or not, trying to find scrap paper. And I came across these two papers on the MLS listings, and they have this house on 9th Avenue here in Los Angeles, mid-Los Angeles. And they have it for $370,000.
That's nothing.
And it's a two-bedroom, one-bathroom. Hang on. Check this out. Yeah, front house. It's a duplex. Front house, two-bedroom, one-bathroom, an LR with whatever that is. Oh, living room. Okay, with decorative fireplace, kitchen, wood floors. And they have a back house that also has a one-bedroom, one-bathroom.
Yeah.
Can you believe that? And it's through Coldwell Banking. Now, this is one of those bank foreclosures things.
It could be, but it could be real estate as well.
No. This is it states bank-owned foreclosure.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And
that's
so this is what's happening with the housing market these days.
Yeah.
You know, with bank foreclosure, you know, this house alone probably was worth close to $1 million at one time.
Yeah, maybe. You know? Maybe. I mean, prices have really gone down. And, okay. Now is definitely a time to buy if you have money.
And then, ironically enough, I found the other another piece of paper with an MLS listing.
Uh-huh.
There's been this house in my neighborhood in Los Feliz, mm-hmm. right, that was on the market for as long as I can remember. Now we're talking almost a couple of years at least now, and it's still there on sale. And I remember, I don't know how it was listed or what pricing that it was listed, but it's so funny that I just seen this, and they're now listing it for $410,000. Three bedroom, two and a half bedroom. I've seen the house myself, needs a little bit of fixing up and everything like that, but that's how bad the market is.
That
now housing prices has come down to, you could almost say, affordable.
Yeah.
For, you know, at least two working couples or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what? In general, I'd rather have the economy going full steam and have the prices high, because all this just means is that economically we're in trouble. You know.
Yes, so, it does.
Yeah. So.
And it's true. It's true.
Yeah.
We can't ignore it. We can't ignore.
No, we can't ignore it. But again, I want to hang on to these words that that we probably won't have a recession. So.
Yeah, I know.
That's good news.
But the thing, it doesn't make any sense, Sam. I mean, when you think of it this way, right? We've seen the market go up and up and up. The cost of living, the price of housing, the cost of even renting now mm-hmm. is just going up through the roof. And yet no one's paycheck is getting better.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It has been the same, and it's just ridiculous on how this is working.
Yeah. That's always been the problem, I think. You know, the wages just don't keep up with the
not
inflation.
At all. No.
Yeah. Well, you know, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? In the meantime, we're sitting in beautiful downtown LA.
Yeah, it's
looking
actually, it's
at
very
the view.
Beautiful.
It's beautiful outside. There's not a lot of smokestacks going on today. Sometimes it's just the whole sky is full of smoke.
Hey, I can hear a noise. What is that noise? Do you know what that is? Oh, hey, here's some gossip. All right, so we've got the new presidential campaign going on. And who was the wife of, is it
Obama's?
No. The blonde wife, the British wife of
McCain.
McCain. Is it McCain?
I think her name is Cindy something.
Is it McCain's wife or is it...
McCain. Yeah, we've talked
Kanovich
about it.
Or Kanovich. Well, anyways...
Kanovich?
I think it was Kanovich,
his
wife.
Who the fuck is Kanovich?
Oh, I don't know the name, okay? Kuntsevich, okay? But anyways...
No, but who is that? I never heard that name.
One of the first... candidates that were running for presidency.
Right.
Dark-headed guy.
Well, I don't
like
remember, but there were
looking.
A lot of people.
There were a lot of people.
Okay.
He was the one that I was saying that had that really hot, young, blonde-headed woman.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
McCain's wife is not that young.
No. She's young, and she's British descent. Anyways, in France, the prime minister or the president of France.
Right.
Is it a prime minister in France, I think?
They have a premier in
premier,
France.
Okay.
Yeah.
Premier, okay.
And a prime minister, too. So,
all right, okay.
Yeah.
Well, the first lady of the premier of France posed very erotically.
Really?
And did this huge cover in magazines and everything like that. And I was looking at the photos, and this woman is smoking hot.
Really?
So could you imagine the first lady, let's say Hillary Clinton, posing.
Not quite the same.
No,
really,
not
huh?
quite the same.
Yeah.
But I mean, just imagine that. And that's kind of like the deception of France versus America.
Uh-huh.
You know, France, I was like, they're way out there. They're very, you know, open-minded and everything. But yeah, she did this whole cover. Like, oh my God, the most gorgeous photos. She's hot.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, we'll have to look at her picture. You don't know what her name is?
Oh, gosh.
Okay. We'll figure it out for you, and we'll
Carla
let you know.
Bruni. Bruni.
Is Carla
it? Bruni? B-R-U-N-I. Carla Bruni does a spread. Almost nude. I mean, nothing's completely nude, but she's absolutely gorgeous, and she's very saucy.
Really?
Yeah. That's the first lady of France.
Oh, yeah?
Wow.
Let me see. I'm bringing it up here. And, wow.
Wow. Oh,
is she a fucking model or something?
I don't know.
I mean, look at those pictures. This bitch is hot. She's got a Chanel ad here.
Yeah.
Nicolas Sarkozy.
Yeah.
Is that who you meant?
Yeah. No. Well, of she's the first lady of Nicolas, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I never even heard of him, to be honest with you.
That's
but
okay.
But she's everywhere. Yeah.
I tell you, she's gorgeous, isn't she?
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sam's eyes are glued to the screen now.
I know. So she's the first lady of France or what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Yes. How cool is that, huh?
Yeah. Well, we need a smoking hot president, too. But it's not going to happen this year. That's for sure.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So, anyway, nobody called us today, and that's too bad, because we've got plenty to say even without you calling.
Yeah.
So there.
Where are you?
Yes.
Come on. Give us a call. You only get 2 hours, 2 hours chance to give us a call.
Yeah, that's okay.
Live, that is.
Don't call. We'll have more to say. That's okay. One day, you'll try to call, and the lines will be busy. You won't be able to get through. And you'll regret this time when you could, and you didn't. All right. On that note, we're going to wrap up for today, Manu.
Wow, that time already.
Have a happy Valentine's Day to you and the rest of the world.
Yeah, what am I going to do for Valentine's Day? I know what I'm going to be doing. I'm actually having a bunch of girls at my place today because I'm with the Dealer Dolls.
Right. Oh, we didn't talk about that. We'll have to talk about it tomorrow. Yeah.
DealerDolls.com. So I'm training the girls today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, to new, fresh new girls,
right.
Fresh meat on the market.
I see. Okay.
They're put on the website.
And you teach them to do what?
I train them to deal blackjack.
Cool.
Mainly blackjack. So it's a great thing.
Yeah, if you have a business event or anything and you want to have a casino there with smoking hot dealers, you talk to Manu or you go to DealerDolls.com.
Yeah, DealerDolls.com. And they are professionally trained.
Yeah.
Because, all my years working in Vegas and so on, that's my job. They hired me on specifically to train the girls the way Vegas deals. So you are dealing. And I'm the one that says, yes, you can deal. Yes, you can deal. Mm. Because I make sure, that we are professional on our jobs.
Okay. So we've got a gambling expert on staff here.
Yes, I do.
And we're always going to come back to you for advice.
Oh, here, Sam. He's a pen from Dealer Dolls.
Oh, wonderful. Good.
There you go.
What does it say? Sexy casino dealers and supplies.
Yeah.
And sexy supplies. Sounds good. All right, Manu.
Right.
On that note, we're going to take off.
And fly away.
And we'll be back tomorrow.
Happy Valentine's Day, LA and the world. Happy Valentine's Day, William.